It's a kavod for us this year. Baruch Hashem, it's our third year of coming together for Akiva's Yahrzeit. It's a big kavod for us and for the Aaron Pais family that we have Rav Yankel Drumman, the Shiva, to address us. He's very close, I believe, with Akiva, Akiva's father, Dr. Aaron Pais, and it's an honor to ask him to say a few words.
As a young boy, Rabbi Eliezer used to bring him over to tell me kashas over from him. It was gewaldig, mitzvah. Such a geschmack in learning and such a sweetness in learning. He was just a special, special, special person. Al ken yazev ish esovah v'simay v'davak b'ishtoy v'oyim abasa echad. So Rashi says, how is the man and the woman the Bosechot? Because the child is a product of both the father and the mother. So they become Bosechot, the father and the mother become Bosechot in the child. Frektor Ramban, that's nothing special about people. That's true with any species, any animal. They also, there's the father side and the mother side, and they come together and they form the child. And the pasuk is mashman that is something special about the human beings. Ulay, Rashi means something else over here. You can have a side of a father and a side of a mother, and the child is a product, is one side the father and one side the mother. When the man and woman come together, the Shechina Shayra B'neim, right? That means the Yud of the father, the Hay of the mother, come together, and it forms one entity. It's not that in the child there is the father's side and the mother's side. It's that the father and mother become one entity in the child. For example, let's use Akiva as the marshal. The father's Torah, the father's intellectual honesty, the father's brilliance, the mother who I've had, I've met, in Shas Tzara, is a woman of such good cheer, a substantial woman, a very, very bright woman, and a woman that turns chesed is Alpia. Now, if somebody would be a brilliant Talmudist, and he would have the Midah of Chesed too, that could be by animals. But when the Midah of Chesed and the father and mother get together, the Midah of Chesed permeates his Torah. And the Midah and the Kolumbus, the Torah, permeates his Chesed. That means that the Chesed is poil on the Torah is poil on the Chesed. It's not just a mixture of a child. It's a mixture of a child of being one side Torah and one side Chesed. What happens is that they come together and they form a compound. It's not a mixture, it's a compound. And that is only by men, that the father's side, when the Shechina Shayra B'neihem, in the child, the father's, in the child, there's the side of the father and the side of the mother, but it's the side of the father affects the side of the mother, and the side of the mother affects the side of the father. And they come together and form a unity. And that is only by people. That is only by people. That is that the child is the product of Ashros Hashchina, which the father contributed to and the mother contributed to. And then they come together. The Yud Kei is more than the Yud and the Hay. So Yud Kei is Shchina, Ashros Hashchina, that forms in the child. And that is peculiar to the Zivik and the child that's produced by people. We always saw this in Akiva. The gewaldig of Madrega and Torah, and the kuchir, and the chesed. And the chesed permeated his learning. And the lumdus, the understanding, permeated his chesed. It formed a unity. And that was so beautiful about him. Akiva lived a tragic life. But I want to say something that it's mamtikas hadinim, that makes the dinim a little sweet. The Ramban says in Chumash, that the reason the Torah does not explicitly discuss a father being yerush a child is because that's a great tragedy. It's einu darkei shalom that the child should die in the mother's life. That's einu darkei shalom. I'd like to say, just to be mamtik as hadin, the pasuk is talking about a case. The case that's not mentioned is where there is no children, because if the son had a child, a son or a daughter, the father is anyway not yerush. The son or the daughter of that person is yerush. So the pasuk is talking on a case where the child did not leave a child. Baruch Hashem, Akiva left a netzach. So both in his spiritual mission and in the physical sense, Akiva left a netzach. Yehi zichroi baruch, and his life should be a lesson to all of us. The simcha, and the coming together with the simcha, with the gevaldike, with his gevaldike kishrin and learning, and all of it coming together was an inspiration to all of us, and we should learn from him. Yehi zichroi baruch.